46 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's your Tuesday morning, 24th day of March. And joining me right now on the morning show, James and Julie. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
How are we doing today?
Great.
Doing all right.
Beautiful day today. Sunshine, 68. We're looking at 80 tomorrow.
Wow. Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. But 40
I
mile.
You were going to say today.
No, 68 today.
What's today?
68.
80 tomorrow, and 40 mile an hour winds tomorrow afternoon.
Oh yay!
I know.
So 80 with a caveat.
80 with a caveat. Wyoming history today, James, Julie. In 1891, Marie Webster was appointed the first woman stenographer in Laramie District Court.
Wow.
On this date in 1891.
Stenographer. Cool. I was thinking of people that make maps. What is that? I was like, woman making maps in that day and age. But no, she was
cartographer.
Cartographer.
Yes.
That's what I was
thinking of. Thank you. I couldn't think of it either.
Stenography is cool.
Yeah.
That's something I'd love to learn how to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at all the keyboards he gets.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Imagine,
that does not surprise me that you'd want that.
Imagine I like typing, and imagine tripling your typing speed. That's right up my alley. That'd be awesome.
James is a keyboard aficionado.
We've got five stacked in the storeroom.
I know.
We got a lot that are around the office that are mine personally.
That's true. That too.
Yeah.
Hey, isn't that James's old keyboard?
Yeah.
Everybody goes, that's James's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You had the one that had Chinese symbols on it. And
I still do. I still have it.
It was at the front desk.
I might need to switch that one back in there.
Trying to help people, and I'm like,
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
I remember some of the keys.
It's my first day at the keyboard.
Yeah.
I know. That's what you felt like.
I don't know how to do this. I'm sorry.
I mean,
I'm employed here.
You guys know how to use the keyboard, though. Just put your hands down and then.
You have to glance.
Yeah. I'm going to put it back now because now I forgot I had that one. Now I'm like, I got to put that one back.
Now everybody's going to look at the keyboard and go,
And it wasn't just me and you. Anyone that went there went,
I thought I was the only one.
So that was part of the delay if you were picking up your marketplace items.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put it somewhere else other than the front desk.
If you need help at Sheridan Media and there's a delay and James isn't behind the desk, then it's because he has his keyboard that no one can read.
Everybody else forgot how to type.
Yes. He's got various color keyboards.
Yeah, they light up.
They light up. Different sounding.
The sound is the real appeal.
Sound.
Yeah.
Is the sound the real deal?
The sound is that's the draw.
Okay.
Sometimes no sound. Those are nice, too.
No
Depends.
Sound?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay. I didn't know all this about keyboards.
There's people that build their own. I haven't gotten into that yet. But I haven't gotten that far yet. There's plenty of people that like to build their keyboards, but not me. Not yet.
Who knew?
I'm just going to go look for rocks.
Exactly. There you go.
James goes, he's doing his keyboard thing, and I'm outside looking, digging in the dirt. So, yeah. Okay. Everybody's got their thing.
Everybody's got a hobby.
All right. Julie, collecting animals.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Quite an array. Well, here's a trivia question for you before we get all the other stuff. The average person has how many pets in their lifetime?
In their lifetime?
Lifetime?
Yeah, in their lifetime.
Six.
I would say nine.
24.
Wow.
Whoa. Don't you have that in your house right
now? That's a lot.
Don't you have 24 pets in your house?
24 is...
Can you share with us how many different types of pets you have? She's like, you don't have to. I don't want to...
Nine right now.
Nine pets?
Yeah. A bird, because he lost his friend a couple months ago. I had two in a nice big enclosure. I have a turtle, and I have three cats and four dogs.
And... two horses.
Oh, yeah, the horses.
Jeez.
Not in the house.
You said at your house.
Yeah, it's different.
So, well, that's true. Yeah, I did say the house. So.
My neighbors wouldn't like that.
No.
Backyard.
A couple of big horses in your backyard. So, 24 pets.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Wow. Okay.
That's, if you were to live till you were 80, that's basically three per year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that could be like turtles.
Yeah.
True. Don't you have rabbits too?
Oh, yeah. Grace, my daughter, has rabbits.
Rabbits?
So that's true. We're up to
what
12.
Other ones were lurking adding more. In closets?
Well, those are hers. And they, oh, okay. You know,
Julie's average is just going to be higher. That's how averages work. There's some that are higher, some that are lower.
You're going to beat that 24.
Yeah, I probably will.
Yeah, you shattered that many years ago, probably.
Yeah.
Well, and if you include the hospice animals, then.
Oh, foster. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Foster. You foster
end
animals.
End of life animals.
Good for you. Wow. Okay. It's a busy place. At your house. TV
full of love.
What's that?
Full of love.
Full of love.
Animals are awesome.
Yes. TV personality Mary Berry. Great British Baking Show.
Oh my gosh, yes.
She's 91.
Although I like Prue better. She's her replacement.
Okay. Oh, so she's not on anymore?
Roasted.
No.
Oh, okay.
She's and that's okay.
What did you say?
Like roasted.
She's roasted.
Well, she said, I like Prue better, her replacement.
Kind of a funny baking.
Oh. Roasted.
Okay. All right. Fashion designer Tommy Hilfiger.
Figure. Yeah.
Oh, Hilfiger.
No. Okay. Not finger.
Guess you're familiar finger. With him.
Well, I see his clothes, okay? I didn't know there wasn't an N in his name. I thought it was Hilfiger. It's Hilfiger. Okay. This show is slowly going downhill. 75 today for Tommy. The wrestler. I guess he doesn't have a name. The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which we all know. I don't know.
Right?
His name's probably Patrick.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I think that's part of the point. Nobody knows his real name.
Right. 61 today. And Peyton Manning is 50 today.
There's a guy who transitioned from football to entertainment well.
Right.
He's funny.
He is funny. I love his sense of humor.
Whole family's funny.
Yes. Yeah, they are. 1898, Alexander Winton sold his first automobile built in Cleveland to mining engineer Robert Allison, the Allison Engines, for $1,000. Now, that was a lot of coin, 1898. It was the first car built and sold in the U.S., in 1898.
Is that like Allison Chalmers?
Yes. Allison Chalmers. 1944, an event later dramatized in the movie The Great Escape. 76 prisoners began breaking out of Stalag Luft 3.
I'm surprised that hasn't been remade.
Yeah.
I mean,
not a lot
great
of
movie.
Yes.
World War II movies have not died off, but they're definitely slowed down since
that's true.
The peak of the late mid 90s to early 2000s. Steve McQueen, though, Great Escape.
Yeah. 1964, the U.S. Mint issues the Kennedy half dollar coin on this date. 1989, Alaska's Prince William Sound, the Exxon Valdez spilled 240,000 barrels of petroleum after running aground.
Yeah. That was in Alaska, right? Or off the coast of Alaska?
Yeah. Prince William Sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, tip of the cap, it's Agriculture Day.
Yay!
Yes.
We were talking about that a lot yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, in our sales meeting.
Oh, yes, we were.
Local producers and how important.
Yeah, we got a fun thing coming out. Yeah, stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll let you know. We're in the planning stages.
Yeah. We have so much here with local food producers.
I know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So stay tuned. We got some fun things coming up on that one. American Diabetes Association Alert Day.
Sure. Yeah.
It's Chocolate Covered Raisin Day. Ooh.
Mm. That's funny that's
really?
Right after the.
Don't like her, huh?
No.
Okay. I'll take it.
Do you like them, James? Probably not.
I don't know if I've ever had chocolate covered raisins. I'm not a big raisin person, though, yeah.
Okay. Here's one you can try, James. Or Julie, if you want. Australian man recently broke the Guinness World Record for the most balloons passed through the nose and out the mouth in one minute.
Ew.
During a German TV show, he managed to thread uninflated balloons through one nostril and pull them out of his mouth.
This is too much for Julie.
She's over here waving her hand. No.
That is gross.
I'm just.
Why would anybody
feel
want
it
that?
In the back of your?
I know,
nose
right?
Throat.
I know, and you want to sneeze too? Yeah.
Why would anybody want that? Word? I guess.
Wow. Okay.
Why would anybody want that record?
Probably started real young.
Yeah.
putting things up his nose.
I'm pretty good at this. Yeah.
And stuck to it.
Yeah.
We'll all make fun of us. Oh, yeah, I bet they're from Bug Tussle, right? We always say that town.
I've never heard what you just said in my entire life.
Me either.
Okay.
I've heard of Slapout, Oklahoma.
Bug Tussle, Texas.
Sure.
Yeah. We used to make fun growing up, and it was just like, oh, man, I bet he's from Bug Tussle.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Okay. Yeah, never heard that in my life.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Kalamazoo. That was one I heard.
Bug Tussle, Texas. Small town, population 15, facing a unique problem, theft of over 70 road signs. As a result of those thefts, the Texas Department of Transportation stopped providing signs to the town.
Yeah. Oh. That makes sense. There's probably a lot of towns that are like that. Dump town.
They used to mention that on the Beverly Hillbillies, Bug Tussle.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they can't keep the signs.
Huh.
Because people keep taking him.
There are some really bad names for towns.
There are.
It's plenty.
Like, who came up with this? Just like the one I said, Slapout, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Slapout.
It's like, I live in Slapout.
I was valedictorian of Slapout High School.
Yeah.
You know what?
Dumptown, Kentucky.
They were
something.
Playing Slapout this weekend.
Yeah.
You know? Interesting.
State champs, Slapout, Oklahoma.
Right. Well, originated in 1890. Local legend suggests the name Bug Tussle either came from a ruined church ice cream social due to an insect invasion.
Wow.
Why would you name it in honor?
Yeah.
Or from two men distracted by bugs fighting. They don't know which. Another explanation involves traveling salesmen who know the town's slow pace and remark the hotels watched Bug Tussle when nothing else was happening.
Huh. Awesome.
I believe it was Beverly Hillbillies.
Were the bugs fighting?
I believe it was Beverly Hillbillies where they said
Bug Tussle.
It's
that's probably the most PR that town of 15 people has ever gotten.
Right.
Yeah.
And today, Toilet Paper Appreciation Day. Not to be confused with Toilet Paper Day, which is in August. This is Appreciate Toilet Paper Day.
Yeah.
I mean, again, shouldn't every day?
Yeah. About 83 million rolls are produced each day.
All we have to do is think of COVID.
Yeah, true. Right? The beginning, yeah, it was a mess.
One tree produces 100 pounds of toilet paper.
What kind of tree?
I don't know.
Oh.
Global toilet paper production consumes 27,000 trees daily. Wow.
Where they replant.
Well, what are you going to do, Julie?
Well, that's why I'm asking what kind of tree.
I don't know.
Because they do have bamboo forests in Oregon.
They do. The average person uses 85 to 100 rolls per year. $10 to $13 billion worth of toilet paper sold in the U.S. We have the Chinese to thank for toilet paper. Around 1391, a Chinese emperor decreed that large 2-foot by 3-foot paper sheets. Okay. Wow.
Ooh, just paper. That'd be, yeah.
People in China use those random products. In Green Bay, Wisconsin, toilet paper capital of the world. I knew that because I was in there. I was at Green Bay.
Why is it the capital of the world?
Because the first splinter-free toilet paper was produced there.
There was a time where there wasn't splinter-free? That's not ideal.
Wow. Where do I sign up for this splinter-free toilet paper? I want that.
All right.
Awful. James, Julie, thanks for stopping by on the show this morning. 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way. You are listening to Newstalk 930 KROE Sheridan. Appreciate your toilet paper today. Splinter free.